Eliza.
Yeah.
Haven't I ever told you about the time I had a stoop sale and someone at the stoop sale had a full-on medical emergency?
No way. Did they die?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And everyone at the stoop sale continued to mind their own business. And actually, I think the sales went up during that period of time.
That's true, New York. People are like, things are happening. We got to get in and out quick. Pressure to make the sale.
Mm-hmm. I think there was an adrenaline rush during that time. People got excited.
They say it's good for dating.
Yeah.
You're on a date with someone and it's like a little bit scary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds bad, actually. It's like on a roller coaster, you like them more.
I actually think that makes total sense to me.
Stoop sales, a real thrill.
Big deals in Brooklyn.
Okay, welcome to Never Not New York, the podcast that brings you a little slice of the New York City we are actually living in. Not like the propaganda you see in the movies or on television or those super rich housewives. That's not us either.
Definitely not.
I'm Never Not Eliza.
I'm Never Not Me Young.
And we are friends and neighbors in Brooklyn.
Woohoo!
How does it feel to be on the podcast?
I'm excited.
And you know what? So far, my co-hosts are literally people that I've lived in the same building with.
That's exciting.
Authentic.
Community. Keeping it all in the community, it's one of the most important things.
We're coming at you live from under the stoop, technically. Very on brand.
Definitely on brand.
You can find us anywhere that podcasts are streamed and all the socials and all that good stuff. Today, we are talking about stoop sales.
Yes, we are.
This is not really something that happens in Manhattan, at least I've never seen it. But you've been here since...
Oh, God. Like early 90s, like 91, 92.
That's cool.
I left for a few years and came back.
We won't tell anyone. Okay, so have you ever seen them in Manhattan?
I have never seen them in Manhattan. And I've lived in Manhattan in places that had stoops.
Really?
Yeah, like I lived on St. Mark's Place between 2nd and 3rd, which is the big hip-hop happen in St. Mark's.
I feel like that's the only place I ever see people who are on their stoop.
It's a rare thing. Maybe it's just too much, too busy.
We'll just go with we're cooler out here.
I think.
How many stoop sales do you think you've ever had?
I think at least a half a dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was expecting like two or three. It's really good. Look at you.
Yeah.
Running your own business.
Running my own business.
Small business. Support
Small
local.
Business. Saturday morning situation.
I love that. And being as you're the reigning champion, as I have never had a single one, but I aspire to have one.
Yes.
Do you have the most unhinged story ready to go?
I absolutely do.
So you tell me, as a professional, what's your definition of stoop sales?
Sort of a free-for-all where you try to...
Absolute mayhem.
Sell whatever you can. And you
except
do,
for your body.
Yes, except for your body. It's kind of wonderful in the sense that like you can bundle items together.
You can get essential oils.
Yes. My neighbors, we would all get together, help each other. They would have exercise equipment. You know,
that's a good one. That's prime.
Yes.
Stoop sale stuff.
And also, it's sort of interesting to see how much money you can get out of each item, you know?
So you're bargaining.
You're bargaining. Also, like you tell a story about the item.
To like make it better.
Right. Like, for example, I had these leather sailor pants that I bought at Patricia Fields.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And they were... They were real leather and they were kind of thick. I really...
Real 90s.
I didn't know what I was thinking because they were sailor pants.
You were thinking fashion,
they
baby.
Had that... They had like the crisscross in the back
where you
pull it up. And I wore them like once.
Okay.
And they were very tight and very hot. By the way, they're very hot to wear leather pants. Like your sweat underneath them. It's kind of disgusting.
Kind of gross.
Yeah. So I told a whole story about it. Okay. I just said, listen, I got this at Patricia Fields. You know, it's not open anymore. Patricia Fields on 8th Street. I spent $150. I've only worn these once. I mean, you guys, you got to get in on this. And it was a couple, two ladies. She went in and she tried on the pants and $50. I thought she got a bargain.
That is a good deal.
Leather pants.
Did you tell her about the sweat?
Oh, no. No, we didn't discuss. We never discussed
well,
how
just
sweat.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Was that your best stoop sale?
No, the best stoop sale was definitely the one I think I made the most money and the one where the most unhinged.
Paint the picture. It's a beautiful.
Okay. Beautiful spring day.
Okay.
Because that's usually a good time to do the stoop sales because, you know, spring cleaning.
But maybe there's like less competition in the winter. I've been thinking about that. No one wants to linger.
That's part of the problem. I think the lingering could be a problem.
Got it. Give us the time frame, the decade that this stoop sale was happening.
This has got to be the early aughts.
Okay.
Early aughts.
Right. We're moving right along. You had been a seasoned pro by this point.
Yes. Yeah. So this biker came. He must have done a couple loops in Prospect Park. He
like was bike riding.
Big
like
guy. Bicycle. Yeah. Big guy. Sweating.
Oh, okay.
Sweating. He had a helmet on. Thank God.
Good for him.
And he was just browsing around. A bunch of people browsing around. And he just completely collapsed on top of me and started to have a seizure.
He had a seizure on you.
Yes, he fell on top of me. Thank God I was there. I basically caught him.
You cushioned his fall, first
yes, of all. Yeah. And then somebody saw me cushioning his fall and then came behind me. So it was sort of like a little bit of a pile up.
Dominoes.
Yeah.
By the way, only in Brooklyn.
Yeah, only in Brooklyn.
So what did the other people do while this was all happening?
Okay, well, I ran in. I went inside to get something, you know, to help his passageway. But there was a bunch of people that were continuing to shop.
While he was having a seizure.
Yes, there was me, my neighbor, and then there was another man that was helping him. And then when I came out, I was shocked. One of the men had taken one of my dresses and stuffed it in his mouth. And it was one of my pricier dresses. It was an Annette Lepore dress.
Do you think he was trying to get a discount?
Potentially. It was a silk dress.
Okay, by the way, who chooses silk?
Yeah.
Someone's having a seizure and you choose silk?
Yes.
What kind of protection is that going to give?
Nothing. And the other thing was there was a big cardboard box filled of t-shirts right next to.
I think it was a power play.
I was like, why would you choose? And I literally had the thought, why are you choosing my beautiful dress to stuff down this man's mouth when there's like t-shirts right next to the guy's head? It was upsetting because then I had that moment when I was like, do I say something? Do I not say something?
Did you say something?
I did not.
Probably the more mature thing, but like,
I couldn't.
I can't imagine that he was using his right mind, or I think he was maybe shoving it in to be like, give me a discount. This has been in someone's mouth today.
So gross. I would not be surprised. I mean, I personally thought maybe he just doesn't understand fashion.
Maybe he's just drawn to it.
Maybe he saw the color light blue and that's a healing color.
Calm. Yes.
Calm healing color.
Yeah, maybe he's like a Zen master.
He definitely could have been a Zen master. I mean, he was very helpful.
Was he?
He shoved the dress in his mouth when I went in. I came out to discover the dress in the man's mouth.
I would have been severely disappointed.
It was really upsetting. There's all these t-shirts around. That's the part that's very upsetting.
It's weird. I have two questions.
Yes.
Did the dress sell that day?
The dress did not sell that day, but later on, I did sell the dress.
Oh.
Yeah, I wiped it down. I sold it.
There are no stains?
No, I'm sure there was some saliva. And I mean, it was silk, but it was a thicker silk. So I kind of like wiped it down.
There's saliva everywhere in this world.
It's so disgusting.
You want to hear something interesting?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever talked about it on the podcast, but I watched this entire long YouTube video about all the like mysterious germs in the station, like when you're getting on the train.
So disgusting.
They're all acne.
What?
It's like all acne bacteria. Which, by the way, is like actually kind of terrifying because it's not like I'm touching my mouth, but I'm touching my face. Yeah. So if you ever get a miscellaneous pimple,
I didn't realize that.
I know. It's kind of horrific. And the water that drips on you.
Yeah.
Very filtered and pure because it's gone through so many layers.
No, that might be where we collect the water at the end of time.
Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
About the Stoop sale.
Yeah.
What did you do with all the stuff that you didn't sell? Did you put it on the street? Because that's my absolute most favorite thing is to find stuff on the street.
During that day, we had a boom. There were a lot of people that were suddenly buying things, which was very weird. We're waiting for the ambulance. People are asking me about like J. Crew coat and like Stairmaster. I mean, there was
my God.
People were buying. They continue to buy.
Wow.
Yeah. But what I usually would do, and this is probably a big old waste of energy, because let's think about how much money per hour this is that we do this kind of stuff. I would separate the stuff I sort of really was over, maybe like the $3 for $5 t-shirts. Oh. I would just leave those out.
On the street.
But certain items, I was like, you know what? That I can get $20 out of that. That's not going to go out. I'm going to take that back in with me. And I'm going to do another Stoop sale in a couple months.
Yesterday, I found really good stuff on the street.
What did you find?
And I manifested it.
What was it?
I've been going on about how my hair clogs the drain in the bathtub.
Ugh.
So I've been saying for like a week, God, I really need one of those hair, what would we call it? Hair guard. Keeps it from going down the drain. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I really need to get one. Literally yesterday, having this thought to myself. Also, I'm thinking, I really need better cheese knives. So we're walking down the street and all of a sudden, there's like one little pile, amazing stuff. And when I say amazing stuff, I mean boxed, never been opened before. Mm-hmm.
Cheese knives?
Mother of pearl inlay.
Oh my God.
Yes. A brand new hair drain thing.
It was brand new because I was going to ask you about the disinfecting of such an item.
It was exactly. I would never take it of someone else's.
You can always like.
Well, it's like all the germs washing off their body.
Yeah.
No, brand new in a little plastic bag in a box.
Fantastic. That is
amazing.
A coup.
It was such a coup box.
Wow.
I know.
People are just putting good items out.
Also, also people are rich and they live in brownstones by themselves. Right. And they're like, I don't need this junk.
Yes.
I'll get rid of it. Someone else will be happy.
It is.
I did that the other day. It feels good.
It does feel good. But I want to say that decluttering, it's a bit of a rich man's game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because like, if you decide you need it again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what lesson did we learn here today about stooping? What would you do if you were one of the other shoppers? Do you think you would have kept on shopping?
No. I couldn't understand what was going on. Yeah. It was a frenzy.
You know what it is? It's New York.
It's
people
New York.
Minding their own business.
Yes. So New York. So never not New York.